What's up, everybody? This is Mark Larson, and you are listening to the Handyman for Your Life podcast, where we talk about life and the people who are living and helping others live their best life too. I share with you the tools, concepts, and ideas which will help you live your best life. In this community, I am determined to help you believe and see that if it is possible for them, it is possible for you too. It is time to get the life you've always wanted. Hello, Mark Red Larson here for the Handyman for Your Life podcast, episode 20, titled, How I Found Happiness. Well, the journey was a long one. For many, many years, I hadn't found happiness. And it's just recently that I've kind of, after all these years, kind of found my true self, what causes me to have, why I have happiness now. And I pretty much have happiness all the time. Nobody has happiness all the time, but I have it most of the time. So, and the first thing I have discovered is I need to say no. Actually, for many years, I had a handyman business for 21 years, and which was awesome. But when I first started, I thought I had to take every job on. You know, I was chasing the money, and for anybody who knows that, chasing the money isn't the way to do. You want to chase a lifestyle. But I was chasing the dollar. I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get enough business. I got to, chase that. And, after, it wasn't very many years, I started being premium. I started saying no to people that, it's just like, I didn't take every job on. I learned that, the jobs would be there. Especially, I advertised the first year. But after that, I have never did advertise. It was just word of mouth. And, that's another thing. It's like, don't chase, be chased. So don't chase the money. Don't chase anything. And just put out who you are. But it took me a long time to figure that out. A year, it's quite a while. And even then, it's like, oh my gosh, I probably should take that job on. And I felt guilty for not doing it. But I finally got to the point where it's just like, this is no life if I'm working all the time. And I was working all the time. I could have worked almost around the clock 7 days a week because I have found that there is not really many people doing quote-unquote handyman jobs. I mean, bigger jobs, yes. And it was great. But I finally, after a while, I started talking to people. And that's kind of what got me to this podcast and everything else I'm doing today is I was doing more talking to the people about stuff in life than doing the handyman job. But getting back, it was just something I was chasing the money. And I don't do that anymore. I don't. And that is one way that has made me happy to a point. And not chasing the money and actually taking time for yourself because you can't form, you can't pour from an empty cup. And that's another thing, I didn't even think about my health. And then with all the things, like I've said in previous podcasts, with my health and Cheryl's cancers, and realized that if you don't have health, you have nothing. You don't have anything. So, and my health is pretty good now. And Cheryl's health is good. And so that makes me definitely happy because we get to do some of the other things that we, have. That's one thing that I do everything now. With the thing in my head, it's just like, okay, so do I go forward with this or does this meet my goal of what I want, Cheryl and I want for our lives right now? If it doesn't, then I say no, or almost always say no. And that is another thing I have discovered, is it, what is my goal for life? I mean, yeah, is it to make money to get to the next week, get to the next month? Yeah, that's all right, but it never gets any different. And that's pretty much what your whole life is like. And then you get to retirement and it's like, you might have enough money, you may not. So you need to live now. And Cheryl and I have discovered that. And we always wanted to travel and we have been. In fact, we're getting ready to go to Virginia for almost a week coming up soon. And getting back. Your each decision, everything that you're, job wise, whatever it is, needs to say, okay, does this meet my goal for life? And my goal for life is not to chase money, chase the freedom, that I can do what I want to do for that day. And it's like, does that get me to the freedom for long term, or does it get me freedom for this next week? So, which really isn't freedom. So, on that, yes. And then just do stuff that enjoy your money. You know, if you're making the money, enjoy it. I mean, I have definitely hobbies. Hobbies is one thing that makes me happy. And I mean, people who know me know I definitely like to talk, but I also collect vintage Christmas and have since I was a little kid, and I can talk about that forever, but that makes me happy. So get hobbies out there. For one thing, it's that great, and you meet people that are, you know, with like minds that they're interested in that too, which makes you happy. And it's just life. There's so much more to life than just working, you know, Monday through Friday. And I've said this many times before. It's just like these people who have their own jobs. I guess they own their jobs. It's not a, you know, you can have a job with somebody else, but you can also own your job. And that really is not freedom, because it's not much different than having a boss. I mean, if you're really going to have the freedom to do it, you need to think, it's like, yeah, I own this. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to not work all the time. And it took me a lot of years to figure that out too. And it's like, nope, not happening. I'm doing this or whatever right now. The work will be there, and I will attract what the people and the things that I need for the time I, you know, need it. And that has been very much apparent, you know, when I've gotten to that mindset that things come to you as the time they need. Everything happens at the time it's supposed to. And you meet the people, you meet the opportunities, everything comes to you at the right time. And I never had that mindset until pretty recently. So, and another way that's made me happy is volunteering. You know, since I don't work all the time, I can volunteer. Actually, I volunteer and have for quite a few years for Meals on Wheels. It's awesome. You know, those people, when you deliver that meal, they're neat to talk to, but they are so happy you're bringing their meal to them. So, because a lot of them are not real healthy and not able to get out of the house or fix their own meal. So, but volunteering, another way to, you know, to help. So, and there's just all kinds of things where you can, really help yourself be happy. And we forget those because the only thing you hear in society mostly is, I'm going to use that word again, the grind. And there is no way you should be grinding. If you're grinding, you, like I've said many times, you're doing it wrong. Or the wrong thing. Because, I mean, I'm not against work. But one thing, when you're doing something that you love, it doesn't feel like work. But even then, you shouldn't do that all the time. You need to have time to expand your brain, to help people, to whatever, travel. You know, like Cheryl and I travel, invest, have our businesses still. Because the way society is set up, you do need something to bring money in. And but I'm more into, somebody asked me today, what would I say to my 18-year-old self? And I would say, don't get a job. I wouldn't probably go to college either. I mean, college was good. Loved the surroundings and the people I met. But with the cost of it is now, I definitely wouldn't. And because you don't need really the college education. Pretty much you can get an education online with everything you need. And or YouTube or whatever. So, but I wouldn't do that. I would start businesses that didn't control me. And I would also travel all as much as I wanted to. And I would invest. I would invest greatly. And I would invest over a wide platform. I mean, there's traditional investing, which is all right. I think in the long run, it may not be what gets you enough money to, quote unquote, retire, if that's your thing. I personally don't plan on retiring. I plan on living a retired lifestyle till the day I'm not here anymore. I would rather do that. I see people that retire, you know, and they go downhill because their job was their whole world. And it's not good. I do see occasionally people that it's like, yeah, retirement. Yeah, let's go. And but the majority don't because they're lost. I mean, when they don't have their identity anymore, which was their work, it's not good. It's not good. So, and don't tie your identity up to your work or to your work. It is it's a thing to make money, you know, or a business. And yeah, do the business and help people and do all that to make yourself happy and the other people in the world. And But it's just a business. It's not you. It's not your soul's purpose. It could be your soul's purpose, but if you've done it right, because a true business that makes you really happy should be your heart and soul's purpose work. And I talked to a lot of people that don't know that. I think they do deep down, but they've never really thought about it. And when people find their soul's purpose and then they have their profession, whatever, tied to that, like I've said many times, that's when the magic happens, because it doesn't seem like work. I mean, you just can't hardly wait to get out of bed to do stuff. And and just think how many people and Ripple and everything else you're making in the world. And why would anybody really want to retire from that? You know, this typical retiring at 65, 67, you know, and live for who knows how many years, maybe not very many. And it's like, and then they a lot of times don't have enough money to do the stuff they wanted anyway, because it takes a lot of money to retire. I've said this before too. One medical expense or, you know, problem will take millions of dollars. I've seen people with millions of dollars have it evaporate after one, you know, medical problem. And so you just need to do the stuff now. And I know it's not as easy as it sounds, but when you make the decision, you make the decision to work, you make the decision to go to work every day, get up and do everything else, you know, maybe go to the gym. You need to make that a priority. It's like, yes, I'm going to live my retired life now. And I mean, it's the best of both worlds, because you're working, but you're also getting play. And I think that's what people, they talk to me. It's like, so how many hours do you work or whatever? And it's like, I am completely merged together. I don't have a separate work time and I don't have a separate play time. The two are mingled together. It goes ebbs and flows. And I love that way. That is so awesome, because I am always thinking, it's like, would this work for, you know, doing this online? And it's just like, and then I get to meet the people, just like with this gentleman that I'm meeting in Virginia. I mean, we're going to talk, and I'm sure investments and stuff like that, but we're also going to play. And the two mingle together. And that is when I think is the best, you have your best life. And I'm all for living your best life now. So, but on that, just be yourself. You know, that's another thing that I have people that come online and it's just like, well, you will be successful when you change to dot, dot, dot. And it's like, yeah, I can change that for a little bit, but I won't stay that way. I know myself well enough. It's not me. It is not me. My heart says nope. Soul says nope. And it's just like, I would become very unhappy in that. And I have people daily approaching me on that. It's like, well, you're going to have to do this. And you're going to have to grind. And you're going to have to work harder. And it's like, nope, not working harder and not grinding. So, I will work, but I'm not doing those. So, because the universe, whatever, God, I mean, they put opportunities there, but they also test you. And some things you just have to say no to. Because for one thing, when you say no to that, it's like you go kind of to the, I don't know, next level. And the people you meet at that level are so much, it's so interesting. It's just more in tune with where you're at right now. And I'm very much into vibrations and meditation and all this stuff that you can bring about by improving yourself. And that's another thing. Improve yourself. Never stop learning. Always be doing something. I mean, people who stop learning get old. And, you know, and you can age, but you don't have to get old. And I see people that are old at, you know, right out of high school. And then I see people like myself and older who we may be getting up there in years, but, you know, we're not old. I'm got all kinds of things I'm going to do. I mean, Cheryl and I, when we went to Key West earlier this year, I mean, the snorkeling and ocean kayaking and all that stuff. And, you know, you just got to keep doing stuff that's that kind of, it's fun. And, you know, you just want, that's how you're happy, when you're having fun. Those kind of things you don't forget either. So, I mean, that was one of the best days I think Cheryl and I've ever had, was when we went out 12 miles out to the Gulf of Mexico. And we got to see dolphins and all kinds of stuff. And the snorkeling, I mean, awesome. So all that, I mean, you can be happy. It's kind of a mindset where I'm going to be happy, but you have to find things that are causing you to be unhappy, you kind of have to say, okay, is this really taking me to the life I want right now? If not, you may need to start saying no more often. So on that, I'm going to let you go. Want to let you know that I'm going to be doing an event locally here in Central Nebraska, September 17th in Kearney, Nebraska. I will be the main speaker. We'll have other speakers. We'll have vendors. We'll tell you more about that as it progresses. Excited about that. Also looking to do an event once a month for local people who are looking to improve themselves. Just local people that have the same kind of mindset. You know, they want to travel. They want to do stuff and make the world better. Just to have a get-together, maybe a meal or something like that. And that is also working on that. In fact, I think I found a place over in Hastings, which is one of the Tri-Cities in Central Nebraska, where she said I could have that event once a month. And then Cheryl and I are increasing our close on Compass for Your Life store, and it's actually Compass for Your Life /shop. We have over 100 products that are unique to us. You're not going to see somebody else having them, and they're awesome. I mean, we're getting more all the time. Cheryl's got 2 art degrees, so she's pretty good about designing new clothes and other products. We have water bottles, we have tote bags, we have you name it, we have stickers. I mean, we just about have everything, and getting new stuff all the time. So check that out. And then I'm going to keep doing these Handyman for Your Life podcasts. And I need to do in the near future a live, because I need to start interviewing these people that I on our travels that I find are awesome. And I always run into people that are awesome on these trips that are out there living their best life too. So on that, thank you for joining me today. Like I've said many times before, if you have feedback, love that. If you have some ideas or people you think would be great for this podcast, let me know. That would be so awesome. And on that, hope you're having your best day today, and we'll talk soon. Bye.